Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
Mom, the zip code here is 92056. No. 92084.
92084. Excuse me. Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name of the account?
Yes, it's Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E. Last name is Derrick, D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Thank you so much. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address on file for me?
Yes, it's 815 Civic Center Drive, apartment 112, Vista, California, 92084.
Thank you so much. I've located the account. I do see here where you made a purchase. Well, you're probably calling in about someone else where they made a purchase for our, our Illavera skincare
That's
product.
That's okay.
Our all-natural skincare product.
Yes.
And that does help with fine lines and helps reduce those wrinkles. How can I assist you today?
Well, we've seen some charges on my mom's bank account, and we're trying to figure out if it's these products. Can you tell me how the billing shows up, like what the company name is or whatever for the payment when my mom first ordered the products?
I wouldn't know how it would show on the bank statement. Each banking probably is different. I'm not aware of that.
No, the company name, I guess. So can you confirm the date that she first made the order?
April the 21st.
Oh, okay, because we saw it on the 23rd.
745, 670 and 745.
Yes, that's okay, perfect. That's consistent. Okay. So then my question is, go ahead.
And when those products was purchased, it looks like she may have completed a survey or something of that nature where she was offered a trial. And that's where the company ships out a 30-day supply of the product, give the customer 14 days to try the product. Well, to receive the product to see if it's something they like or not, and only ask the customers to call to cancel to avoid being billed full price for a product if that's something that they don't like.
Okay. So she was supposed to call to cancel, and
within
she didn't.
14-day trial period, yes, ma'am.
So she didn't cancel, and what we saw on May 10th was two charges that were the amounts were $92.90 and the other one was $91.89.
That's $91.89 and $92.90, those are the full prices for those two products that was received.
Okay. So I just want to confirm she's not going to get any future charges. She's not now set up on any kind of, you know, monthly auto pay, auto ship, anything like that?
Yes, ma'am, it's monthly.
Okay, so then we need to cancel. Because she's a senior, her budget, she can't even afford those charges that already came out in May. We need to make sure that there's no more charges coming out of her account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the company would hate to lose you as a valued customer. If that's a product that she's liking, I can offer her my family and friends discount for future orders.
No, she was just going to finish these bottles, and she wasn't planning to reorder. So we we don't need any more bottles shipped in the future. We just need to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I most definitely can go ahead and get that account canceled out for you. Give me a moment while I get this situated for you.
Sure.
I'm almost done canceling out that account for you.
Okay. Will there be, by any chance, like a confirmation email that you can send to us?
Yes, ma'am. It should be an email sent out, and I can provide you with that confirmation, with that cancellation number once I'm done canceling out that account.
Okay.
Yeah. And that email was Billy, D-E-R, at AOL.com?
Yes.
Thank you. Notating that account, and I should be almost done. Alrighty, I was able to get this account canceled out for you. Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
No, I just wanted to jot down the cancellation number once you have it ready.
Alright, C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
41969.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, and then you said the email will be automatically sent.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I just made sure I verified the email address with you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for taking care of that for us.
You're welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
No, that's it. Have a good day.
Thank you for contacting customer support.
Bye-bye.